This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
All right, let me take attendance here. Keith, Aaron.
Here.
Okay, you can sit down.
No, thank you.
No, no need to do a little twirl. Okay. Cohen, Patrick, John.
Present. My mom told me that I should always say present because my presence is a gift.
Huh. And you can sit down.
I'd like to shake your hand and thank you for all that you do.
Ooh, quite a grip there.
Thank you. My mom has had me training.
For?
Gripping.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just use one of those machines.
It's
like two little, is that? It's like a hinge. It's like two bars and a hinge.
A pulley.
What is it?
A pulley.
Huh. Okay. Quite the grip. And your forearms are huge. You're like a little Popeye.
Thank you so much, sir.
Can I ask what your diet is?
No, that's
I didn't
super
get this
invasive.
Much attention.
Aaron?
What?
Sit on the windowsill. You're in trouble. Sit on the windowsill. All right, let's go further down the list here. And this is not in any particular order. Rosenberg.
You sure? I still think you could.
yes.
Well, we started with K and went to C. Rosenberg, Ryan?
Yes, hello.
Oh, wow, you are sweaty.
Well, I'm nervous.
Huh, this is the 10th week of school.
I just didn't know if you were going to call on me today. You forgot that one day, and I just...
Oh, yeah. Well, you wore all chalkboard, and you stood in front of the chalkboard.
Yeah. There was the day I wore all clear, but you saw me then. But yeah, the chalkboard day was hard.
And I told you, we can't use that term all clear, because that's what we say when we sweep the school for mountain lions. All
right.
Clear.
And instead, there was a nude boy.
There was a nude boy. I don't know what you're talking about. I loved your fashion, which brings us to today's lesson.
No, Mr. Adelser, huh? There's still a bad boy who's smoking in the back of the class who you didn't call on.
Wait, who's that revving their motorcycle? Lippert, Dan?
Sup.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
He's so cool. Wait, no, you're the teacher. Get it in control. Mr. Lippert, can we get off our motorcycle, please?
Teacher, no, you're sweaty.
I know. I'm just so nervous. He's so bad.
But it's the 10th week of school.
Yeah, he smokes cigarettes and rides his motorcycle in class every day.
Man, he's so cool. What product do you use in your hair, Mr. Lippert?
Mousse.
Holy shit.
Whoa, he's got mousse in there.
Whoa, he knows the name of the product.
He doesn't care so much, he forgot what it was.
No free pub.
Wow.
You gotta pay me to get my product pubbed.
Mr. Lippert, would you mind doing some donuts on your bike in the classroom?
Yeah, no problem.
Can we all fit on there? Come on, class. Let's hop on this hog.
All right.
It's just you on there right now.
Whee!
Oh, you're a little close.
My toe!
You're a little close.
Ow, my desk!
His desk, my toe!
Sorry, guys. I was just having a dream. The dream, again. You know the one I told you about where I'm a teacher and you're all my bad, nasty little students?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out of refi. Shouldn't share that. I'm Aaron Keep.
I'm JPC.
And we have two guests today, Ryan Rosenberg and Dan Lippert, who you already met. And this is another episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, the podcast where we
try and solve riddles?
I don't feel great saying that.
No. Yeah, I don't feel great.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Ryan. How are your summers going?
Pretty good? Ooh, great question. They're fantastic.
Good.
Hot. It's a hot one. I do feel like I'm about 7 inches from the midday sun.
Ooh, too close.
Now that's a song.
Yeah.
I know that.
That's a Rob Thomas Santana song.
That's right.
Well,
that's a
Santana song featuring Rob Thomas.
Okay.
Let's give credit where the king.
Yeah, it's on Santana's Supernatural.
Could you imagine Santana being on a song and it not being his? Yeah, right. That dude's freaking hitting tasty licks nonstop. Every song he's on is his.
Mm-hmm. Yep. What was his, was he in a band or was he just solo his whole career?
Someone explained this to me recently.
Wow.
I've learned a lot about Santana recently.
Okay.
And I've maybe even said it on a podcast or learned it on a podcast.
Because you're in a new club of guys who all dress like that.
Yeah, we're the hat boys. And I thought Supernatural was unique in that he was duetting with a bunch of artists, but he's never the singer on his songs. Like, okay. Black Magic Woman, that's not him singing. It's always been him playing guitar.
Interesting.
And somebody else singing on the songs, which was a surprise to me.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, I always, when he charted like a monster in the 90s, I always was like, oh, maybe he, because there was an era where it was like Don Henley and Joe Walsh and all these people from bigger, Phil Collins, people from bigger bands went solo, and you were just supposed to know what they were from.
Right.
And then Santana was like, was he in some group and then left to go solo? But I guess he was just always just a shredding guitarist.
Yeah, it's been explained to me 2 weeks ago, and I already forgot what he did before. I think he covered some songs and rocked it. And then kind of realized that he could duet with people and people would like it. I think that's
pretty
like
good.
Maybe what happened, but I can't really remember.
There was a 2 or 3 year period in my high school where my group of friends would just obnoxiously, you go to the lunch line and you say like, give me some milk, make it whole or else forget about it. Like everything we said was in that cadence.
That's awesome.
So it was almost like, hey, Fred Schneider, what are you doing or whatever?
Mm-hmm,
but it was that one lyric.
doesn't sing though. When you say he duets, he just plays guitar while someone else sings.
Well, he makes it sing.
Yeah, he's the guitar is really sad.
Yeah, that's singing, my man.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not a Santana guy. I don't have the hat.
Yeah. Clearly you've never listened to Peter Frampton, who makes the guitar talk to the audience.
Here I am.
Adel, can you remember any other little tunes like that? Because we can definitely make up a million, but if you have any, I would love
to
hear them.
A lot were food related. So there's like, give me some shrimp, make them grilled or else forget about it.
Give me some hugs, make them warm or else
it's
forget
crazy.
About it.
We would have been perfect friends in high school.
I know. Somebody once, and this wasn't a sincere request, but they said, give me a kiss, make it French or else forget about it.
Okay.
We were wild childs.
Real party animals, huh, Adel?
And then the principal would come by and shush us, and we'd quiet down like good little hat boys.
Yeah.
Give me a shush, make it quiet.
We might as well just park a squad car outside that high school because we're going to be going there every day. We're going to be getting calls.
Dan and Ryan, it was so good to see you. We saw you not too long ago in L.A., we went to a very nice Italian place and had some pasta. We went for drinks. We recorded an episode of Man Now Dog.
Man
I feel
Dog
like we got to see a lot of you. I always swap
it's
it
okay.
up.
It's okay.
I
changed
say,
the name halfway through.
Yes.
No, it's a great name. You guys did nothing wrong.
It
this one's on
matter.
Adel.
That's what I just need to reiterate.
Yes.
It does not matter.
Yes.
Man Dog Pod. But yeah, it was so nice. We got to see so much of you guys.
That was a nice weekend, wasn't it? And
care to comment?
I will say.
And anything for us?
Your go-to, Adel, at every time we do a podcast together, we simply have to mention that other Italian place that I'm forgetting the name of now.
Not Buca di Beppo. It's
Little Dom's. Is your go-to the mushroom pasta?
Couldn't possibly be.
No, it's not.
I hate mushroom.
Oh, I just got that last time I was there, and it was so good. And I thought of you because I was like, "This is Adel's favorite."
I feel like I usually get, I always get the grilled artichoke. I always get something with meatballs because their meatballs are pretty great. Mm-hmm. And then I can't remember what else I get. They also have like a little deli connected
to it. I want to order something with meatballs. It's something with meatballs.
Sir, we have spaghetti and meatballs. No, that's not it.
Can I get that's
the
ribeye?
The ribeye and meatballs?
I come here all the time. It's something and meatballs.
The duck l'orange meatballs. But they have a little deli connected to the space that has surprisingly phenomenal sandwiches and
stuff.
It's a
good deli.
I love how you used the space.
The space.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm a bit of a chef myself. Behind.
Wow. Right. You said that. You said that like every acting teacher I've ever had.
Yeah.
Explore the space. Sir, you're just bumbling around the restaurant.
Come on.
What was interesting about that visit, the dinner night, is I don't really do second locations much anymore. I get pretty tired pretty quickly.
So say I was kidnapping you.
Yeah.
And I said, get in the car.
Smart.
And you get in.
Yeah.
And then I say, like, I'm driving you out to a field. What do you do? Do you say I don't do second locations?
Yeah, I'm a little tired. I got work in the morning.
It's just with the pandemic, it's just hard for me lately. You know, I've lost my social stamina, so I would love to
sure.
Whatever's happening, let's do it in the car.
I love how you're like, I don't do second locations. I'll get in the car, but that's where I drive the car.
Let's just have a bunch of drinks in the car.
Yeah.
That's what they tell you. If they ever try to get you into a car, that's fine. But if they start going to a second location, that's where you draw the line.
As soon as those keys turn in the ignition, you're screwed.
But we went to a second location that night.
We went to a second location, and it was wonderful to keep hanging out. And I got really tired just from life and second location. But I was like, I don't want to stop hanging out. And that's always a tough place to be where it's like, this is not an indicator. But you got to do it. Your friends are in town from Chicago. It's not an indicator of like this hang. I would have done a third location, but I hate that feeling now where I get pretty tired pretty quickly. And I'm just kind of like, it's sometimes my niece will like, it's bedtime and she keeps thinking of new conversations to stay awake, but she's like loopy. Aww. And I kind of felt that way.
Yeah, you started halfway through going like, if you guys were a kind of cheese, what kind of cheese would you be? Yeah.
And every time Dan went to get in his Uber, I was like, why is this guy? Hey, Dan, why is this guy? And you just kept patting me on my head and putting a bunch of leaves over my chest.
Yeah.
Saying, shush, 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 go to bed.
Go to sleep.
And then Aaron was like, I need a ride home. Can you guys please take me home? And then we had to go out of our way.
Exactly.
So that's demanding. My nightmare. I think I said sorry the whole time. You kept trying to change the subject. I was like, I just am sitting here in the back feeling so sorry.
Something that you guys truly did that was memorable to me, because I don't think many people do this, if anyone I know does this. I called an Uber. I think you were like, we could give you a ride. I'm like, no, I'm in the opposite direction. And then you were like, well, we'll stay with you until your Uber arrives. And I thought that was just like the most pleasant thing that you guys could possibly do.
Wow.
That was lovely.
Wow.
Very nice.
Dan, that we'll was go to really a second pleasant. Location and he'll stay and wait for your Uber. This I is guess, a good guy. This is a good guy.
I mean, you guys didn't talk to me the whole time. You were pissed.
Oh, man. I'll tell you what. I was ready to leave at appetizers before the mains and before the second location. I was like, this was fine. I prefer it on some sort of intermediary, like a computer would be better for me.
Well, that's why we love your honesty, Ryan.
Well, I loved that you guys bought dinner. That was fantastic.
Hey, we're trying to impress you.
Wait a second. We didn't pay for dinner.
I think we stole dinner from that restaurant.
That was the night that I did something so insane, and it was so insane that I was like, oh my God, I'm turning into my mom, which was JPC and I were the last to arrive. We walked up to the hostess, and we know we're meeting people. And
this was, by the way, I laughed so hard at Aaron when she did this.
She said, table for two? And with all the confidence in the world, I went, yes, thank you.
And I said, no. I said, we're meeting a party of like six.
And JPC was like, we can see our party of six at their table. They're in our eye line.
Aaron said yes so much faster than I was able to be like, oh, we're meeting people. I was shocked by how fast she said that we were dining together.
Now, where do you think that came from? Did you just totally forget, or were you just like sort of like, do the conversation?
I think I truly is. You know how like you just sort of accidentally copy the rhythm of your parents? You just sort of turn into them. Mm-hmm. My mom just sort of has this insane blind confidence of delusion where she just forgets what's going on sometimes and then dies laughing. And I just felt like I was my mom for a second. I blacked out and turned into my mom.
I can't tell you the sort of leading question of a host can really throw you in terms of my entire life. Whenever I go into a restaurant, it's always, will you be dining with us? Or if I'm with three people, they'll be like, table for three or whatever that is. Do you have reservations? And one time, only once in my life, I went into a restaurant and the host literally said, she looked at me and she goes, can I help you? And I'd never heard that response or that initiation from a host. And so I stood there for a minute. And I go, yeah, can I eat some food? And that's literally what I said is, can I eat some food? And she goes, of course. But I was so thrown by the what I was expecting the host to say and then what they said. And it closing that gap took so long mentally because I was unprepared for it.
You panicked. Have either of you ever worked at a restaurant?
Ryan worked at Cheesecake Factory.
Yes.
And also a rib company. What's that place called?
Yes, the Naples Rib Company down in Long Beach, and then I also worked at a Chili's.
Wow. Ooh,
the dream. About the Chili's part.
The dream. Wait, Dan, did you say you worked at Cheesecake Factory?
No, Ryan did. I worked at a place called Carl Strauss, a restaurant and brewery.
I have a question for you, Ryan, for the Cheesecake Factory. Did you have to fill out like a personality test before you worked at the Cheesecake Factory?
Yes.
Wow. Why? I did that too. It was like a 200 question like personality quiz.
It's crazy. It feels like you're like taking like the Men in Black quiz or something. It's like so long. And
did
like,
you shoot a little girl who was out at night, so she must have been an alien?
That's honestly how I got it. No, it was crazy. Yeah, and then they don't really tell you what the results of the personality quiz are, but they were like, yeah, we're just trying to try to have like a variance of types of people. So if we have a lot of this type, we'll get. And I'm like, I don't know. It seems like just like a psychopath test or something. I don't know.
Yeah. It seems very strange. And like as far as I know, one of the only restaurants that does that.
They do so much crazy stuff. Before you can start working there, you have to do
I don't know why, but this is the best news.
Oh, Cheesecake Factory is so weird. It is we'll like the most corporate thing ever.
We'll be out you saying the name so they don't come after you like Scientologists do.
Yeah. It's bigger than that, dude.
You're going to wake up with a cheesecake in your bed tomorrow.
I hope so.
I have a cousin who's worked at the Cheesecake Factory for like 20 years, and she, like, her husband makes a really good money, and she doesn't really need to work, but she loves working there so much, and she loves her, like, friends that she's made over. And there's, like, a group of them that have been there for, like, over a decade, and they just love the Cheesecake Factory. It's very strange.
I had a different experience. the crazy thing of, like, the corporateness of it is just that there's, like, a million things on the menu, so you have to do... You start by working there, you get hired, and then you go to like a local Cheesecake Factory and do a week of like classroom studying.
Like you're stashing at the Cheesecake Factory?
Sort of, but like you just look at the menu a bunch, and then like at the end you dress up in your cheesecake like all whites with a tie, and then you sort of like tour the restaurant that
your cheesecake whites.
Yes,
we were. I wish to God it was like blue collar it was like jumpsuits and like goggles, like factory floor position wear.
Really intense, like assembly line stuff.
Yeah.
But it was the weirdest job ever because they're so serious about it, and then it's cheesecake. You know what I mean? It's just not, it doesn't make sense.
It's the same job as every other job. You're just at the restaurant serving the food.
Right. And they would always get mad at people for not having clean enough uniforms. And I'm like, literally, you serve every messy thing in the world and we wear all white. Like, what do you expect?
Yeah. It's wild. I know we haven't done any riddles yet, and people are going to be justifiably upset.
But I do about Carlos Santana's career.
That was a riddle.
It's kind of a riddle. I do want to see a quick scene. Adel, you're walking into a Cheesecake Factory, and you're just trying to apply for a job at the Cheesecake Factory, and we are going to be various parts of the cheesecake application, process.
Ding, ding, knock, knock. Hello, is anybody...
You're fired. You already rang the bell and knocked on the door. You're fired.
Oh. Well, I'll leave, but just so you know, my twin brother also applied, and he might be coming in shortly.
Okay, saved it. You can try one more time.
Fuck yes. Well, he's really waiting outside, but I'll be fast. My name is Glory, and named after the movie, and I am interested in working at the Cheesecake Factory.
What do we think? What do we think? If you're looking at him head to toe, first reactions.
Who are those people seated up in the rafters there? Is that some sort of high council?
That's the peanut gallery. They're eating peanuts, and they're in the gallery, and they are the elders.
Message from the high gallery. I hand you this envelope to deliver their verdict.
Needs a haircut. Are you willing to get a haircut right now?
My name is Peter. If you will be accepting the haircut, I will be providing the haircut.
Yeah. Is it going to look like yours, Peter?
Yes. I cut my own hair, and I cut everyone's hair at the Cheesecake Factory in accordance of what the High Council divines.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll take a quick trim.
Okay.
Okay. One long stripe of negative space down the middle of the head, and the bowl cut for the rest.
Okay, I'm like a reverse monk, but I only like being outdoors. I had a fun little Tony Shalhoub joke.
Collect your hair in the bowl that I used to cut the hair, and I'll be on my way.
All right,
you'll see me in 4 hours.
Okay.
Well, you've passed your first test. Congratulations.
Oh yes, awesome.
They handed me the sword, and I applied at the same time as you. I think we have to kill each other, or one of us has to kill the other, and whoever lives gets to stay and work here.
Oh, ooh, no. Oh, you're holding that sword wrong. You just impaled yourself.
I panicked.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, I panicked.
Oh, no. You were such a promising student here at the Cheesecake Factory. Well, you've moved on to the next round.
Am I doing good, or am I just kind of lucking into things?
Well, you are coasting by, but we need to hire someone by Tuesday, so that's
okay.
Good for you.
Okay, all right.
Next, you'll meet the Oracle. The Oracle knows all and questions none.
Hello, my beautiful friend.
Oh, the Oracle's like a lounge singer?
Yes, he will croon.
Welcome to the factory. Exchanging cheesecakes.
Again, he asks
little
you no
factory.
Oh, I see. The Oracle has a table with every dish laid out in front, and I have to choose one. And if I choose correctly, I get hired. Is that right?
Very astute.
Okay.
Guess. Very astute guess. Yes. That is what happens.
Yes. Wow. It has been foretold that somebody would know exactly what the cakes here were for. But this one is still scared. I sense fear inside of them.
Oh. Yeah, I guess I'm a little nervous because I need a job for the summer, and also my brother's outside waiting and I want to hurry up for him.
Well, he'll just have to wait just a little bit longer. Please. Can't you tell your brother?
Okay, I choose the Bang Bang Shrimp.
Very good. The best cheesecake of them all.
Scene.
The Bang Bang Shrimp cheesecake.
That
Wait,
makes
am
me
I
feel
crazy?
Nauseous.
Doesn't Cheesecake Factory have food?
Yeah, they
yes,
do.
Yes, absolutely.
They do.
They do. Am I crazy? You're not crazy. They do have food.
God, I'll tell you what, that is a missed opportunity. They do need savory cheesecakes, I think.
There's a place in New Orleans that serves alligator cheesecake.
Really?
If you ever want to ruin your palate, if you ever want to blow out your palate.
It's the most empty place in New Orleans.
You'll know it by the no line.
It's classically a good food town, except this one place is always empty.
Now, we are one table in the middle of the swamp, but we do serve the only alligator cheesecake.
Can you imagine going to Cheesecake Factory, ordering the Bang Bang Shrimp as your entree, then be like, let's get dessert, and then being like, do you want to try the Bang Bang Shrimp cheesecake?
Yeah, like, doubling down.
It was pretty good.
Whoever you're with is like, do you just come here all the time and do this?
Well, speaking of coming here all the time and doing this, we should get to a riddle.
Yes.
Here we go. Here's our first riddle of the show. How do you make the number one disappear?
Flush
How do you make
toilet.
The number one disappear? Erase it is pretty good.
Do you
Dan,
think
what
down the toilet?
Flush the toilet.
That's good.
That's a phenomenal answer, but not the one I see here.
That's a better answer, I bet.
How do you make the number one disappear?
That is how someone, like a mom, would talk to a child while potty training. And I do want to see a scene.
No.
No.
We just got to get through it.
Fine.
Is this that thing from The Dark Knight where the Joker puts number one on the table and then the mob guy comes up to it and he smacks his little nose into it or whatever?
I've had enough of this sick freak.
I don't like that word.
Trump.
Wow.
I don't like that word.
It would be funny if he slammed that guy's head down and he... like got back up and the pencil was gone, but not in his head.
Yeah. It's behind
his
ear.
Off to the side. It's like,
that was legit clap? Good magic.
Do you add a zero?
Ryan, you are very close. You do add something, but it's not a zero. How do you make the number one disappear?
You double it. You add it. You.
Ooh, Aaron, can I talk to you over here?
Hi.
Hey, I love you. You're doing great.
I love you,
you
too.
Look
bye.
So...
We did a sidebar so I don't tell me that he loves me.
That was sweet. Look at Aaron's dog's butthole.
Loose dog in your apartment, Aaron.
Look away. You pervert. Don't look at her.
He's staring at us.
I mean, she doesn't wear anything.
Oh, God.
Aaron, I hate to bring it up now, but you do have a alfalfa type circle around your eye where you are clearly looking through your dog's butthole.
Oh, no.
There could be something in there. Don't judge her yet.
Aaron, what the fuck is wrong with you?
So for you
whatever,
to try to ask,
man.
Is out of this world. So you do have to add something. And versus adding a number, I would suggest adding something else.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make the number one disappear?
This is like a you, like at a restaurant, like a number one. Be like, I'll have a number one. You eat it. You eat it.
You 86 it.
Yeah.
So if you're not adding a number, you're probably adding
a time.
A letter?
A letter. Okay.
So what can you add to one to make it disappear?
This is just any. It's just one letter.
A T.
An L.
Oh, G. A G. It's gone.
Oh, no, hold on. Explain T.
Nothing.
We got to get rid of tone.
Add a G. And
hey, tone, you're gone.
Aaron,
I'm
you are
not
correct.
Leaving.
If you add a G, it does create the word gone.
Nice.
Very good. Nice job.
Okay, that's
good.
Okay, I get that.
I'm sorry to get a riddle while a guest is here. I try not to humiliate our guests by answering
How do you make the number
I
one
I gotta go.
Disappear?
Oh, no.
That was a question?
That was a question. And the answer was to add a G and make it gone.
So that's how you would make the word one disappear.
Dan is right.
If you add a G, then you've got G1.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I can't stress enough. I didn't make these, and I'm so sorry.
No, you can't stress that enough.
I'm
I think if you had stressed it enough, we wouldn't be here.
I honestly forgot about the riddle part of this podcast, and it sucks.
So you don't...
Welcome.
You don't make the riddles. You don't
prepare
you
add an N,
anything.
Obviously.
Fine. Dan, tell us about working for Chris Strauss or Trisha Stratus or whatever it was.
I'll tell you about both. Working for Trisha Stratus was impossible. She hit me in the dick all the time.
How are her puppies?
Trisha Stratus suplexed me into oblivion.
And all I got was this t-shirt.
Adel, you add an N.
None. None. Oh, that also works. Let's do another riddle here. This is maybe a little better.
Okay.
Get this one.
What do you call a woman who knows where her husband is at all times? What do you call a woman who knows where her husband is at all times?
Oh, does she have that Find My Phone app? Are they sharing location data?
what do you call that?
Yeah, possibly. We just do that now because it's easier. You share the location
is
data,
this
you always
from
know.
That's good.
A 90s stand-up set? It feels like it is.
What do you call a woman who knows where her husband is at all times?
A Siamese wife.
Knows where he is. Oh, I know.
What is it?
What?
A widow.
Ryan, you got it. Holy cow.
That's so sad. I hate when riddles are sad.
That's where my brain went very quick. Dead guy.
But also, hold on. Just so I know. If one of them dies, though, that you're not married anymore, right? You're
That's
still married
question.
When one of them dies,
Fuck,
though, right?
All these loopholes. I do want to see a scene.
Because the doctor told me it was illegal to be married to a corpse.
Well, you can't get married to a corpse.
Aaron's a very good doctor.
Okay, whatever.
I do want to see a scene before break here. Aaron and Ryan, you are two widows out on a double date. Your date, you do have dates with you, played by Dan and JPC, but they are basically just gas escaping, and so you're just trying to have a nice dinner as widows. At Trish Stratus's rib shack.
Yours?
Oh, good. You brought Mark.
Yeah, and yours seems nice.
Yes.
What is his? That's Samuel?
Yes, he's going to wave at you. Now.
Almost. Well, I say we have a couple glasses of wine.
Love
and
it.
Grab their credit cards.
Love it.
And have a wonderful evening.
I'll take two steaks to go.
Yes. Can I get the lobster tail? And you know what? Throw in the front half of the body as well.
Okay. I used to be someone.
Who are you? Trisha Strauss?
Trish Stratus. I used
Trish
to be
Stratus?
Someone.
Remember, who were you?
I was on WWF, WWE now.
Oh.
The announcers would swoon over me.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Okay, thank you. I'll put in your order.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, what are you thinking of doing for Christmas this year?
I was thinking about maybe, I don't know, getting on a plane, going
sorry,
somewhere hot.
Sorry, did you say Trish Miss?
Don't make
Trish?
This about you, sweetie.
No, honey.
You don't need to do this.
I could go through this table, no problem. You want to see?
On your back?
My back,
someone could,
my head.
Someone could launch you through it?
My neck, yeah. Do you want to? It's $20 extra if you want to throw me through this table.
No, you don't need to do this.
Okay.
I'd do it for 10.
All right, now we got a customer.
Hey, great job, JPC and Dan. Yeah, fantastic.
You guys, they were committed so hard. You just
I was Googling Trish Stratus walkout music because I was like, I can't remember what her walkout music is. I would love to play it as a backdrop to this scene.
Did you find
it? I didn't remember that name.
Well, we are going to look that up, and we will be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle and Trish Stratus.
Do you think we got that part where I said I didn't remember that name right there? Because that's good radio right there. I didn't know that.
I don't know
Casey,
who that
did
is.
We get it? Please tell me we got it. Please tell me we got it. Please tell me we got it.
JPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Nadal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Hi, Adeline JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're great. Both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty Ooh. Safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace mm-hmm. is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to mm-hmm. say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay, so I'm right about goo, so it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo. Or
electric.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
Huh, it's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace. Ooh. It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume. Mm-hmm. They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on. We're going to be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy, where you had to drive to an office, never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume. And they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit mm-hmm. betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry. I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adel is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears. And I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds. And it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. And they are so good and smooth. And the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime. And now he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews. And they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No. Remember, there's like noise isolation and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio. Come on, GPC. We can do this.
They also have an awareness mode. And I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages. And he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyway, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back-to-school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site-wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes. He's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel.
I don't remember this. This is Trish Stratus' theme song, Time to Rock and Roll 2018. Is she still wrestling?
She couldn't possibly be. What you just heard is Trish Stratus' entrance music. Let's go around. We'll name 90s WWE wrestlers until we run out.
Okay.
Stacey.
I'm out.
Did you, Dan and Ryan, did you watch any amount of wrestling?
That was my era, yeah. I watched
yeah,
a lot.
Mine too.
Yeah, as a young kid, before when it was WWF.
Yes, were you Raw or Nitro? Because I for a while, I was WCW all the way.
I was WCW, I don't remember enough to remember if I was Raw or Nitro, to be totally honest. One was Monday and one was Thursday, right?
Monday Night Raw.
Monday Night Raw. I can't remember when Nitro
Thursday,
was. Right.
Thursday was SmackDown at a certain point.
So it was still WWF, yeah.
Yeah, that's when I got into
but
it.
But Nitro was, or WCW was, what's that guy's name? Ed something? No. Eric Bischoff. And then there was like NWO, and they brought in like Hogan and Scott Hall and Kevin Nash and Goldberg, I think was WCW.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure they all had their toes in their spoons in many pots.
I wonder, because that's kind of deep in my subconscious. I spend a lot of time watching it, and I do wonder how it affects who I am now, because I don't watch it anymore, but it was there in a formative period of my life.
Totally. Yeah. When I was 6, I was like, these guys are awesome and real, you know? I remember going and seeing Papa Shango, who's like a shaman-type character, and it's crazy, and he comes out and like... It's wild.
Definitely Google Papa Shango.
It is funny to see there's such a joy in the disparity between, like, I can't think of a better example, like someone like John Cena, or like Randy Orton, where it's like they're a wrestler. And then there's also these people where it's like Val Venus. He's like a porn star vampire who comes out. So that gap between like, I'm going to try really hard to make this character stick. And then someone who's just like, I'm just strong.
I came back into wrestling and it was like that where like, cause yeah, for us, it was all characters. It was Sting. It was Ultimate Warrior. And then all of a sudden it was just like, coming out is Mark. And it was like, what the hell?
Give it up for Big Tom.
Yeah, I think that would be my persona, is just being strong.
Yeah. I think,
job or Aaron.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Goldberg was, his finishing move was like a football tackle.
Great.
Yeah.
It was so aggressive, spearing people.
But I just always love that people would be like, I'm Kane. You'll never see my face. I'm the brother of the Undertaker. I'm full of death and I can make fire appear and I go through the ring and live in hell. And then, yeah, somebody comes out and they're just Joe Schmo.
I think my favorite wrestling combination is when it's very obvious that you got a guy who just isn't like, doesn't know how to work the crowd, and so then they just give them like another like littler guy to be like, now you're the hype man of this guy, and like this guy's whole thing is he's silent and he's a killer.
This guy just likes to fight and get his body ruined, but he needs somebody to be like, woo-hoo-hoo! And we know who that
is. He doesn't like to do all the parts where he's like dancing like a little ape and he's like, everybody, let's hear it for the killer.
It's like,
and
this guy's alligators and birds that have that symbiotic relationship.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna eat you. You just clean my teeth. Aaron, if you could be any sort of wrestler, have any gimmick, would you be like Little Compliments? Like, what would be your thing?
A Little Compliments? Am I? I'm sorry. Okay, hold on. I need to ask some questions about Little Compliments. Okay. Do I need them or do I give them?
It starts off one way and then it goes the other way.
Okay, if you don't get a compliment, you suplex somebody.
I would do something about being sleepy or tired or having anxiety.
And She's sleepwalking!
Your finishing move would be falling asleep on someone with your full weight or something?
Yeah. Last time I went to a wrestling show, I kept involuntarily yelling, be careful!
Didn't you also just scream like, I hope everyone just has fun or something?
Yeah, I am not fun to go to public things with. I'm not my favorite company.
You showed up to that one and they're like, here to wrestle? And you were like, yes.
Yes, wrestling for two?
For two, please. Yes, please.
Okay, a standard match. Yeah.
Wrestling for two.
My wrestling persona would be the little hammer, and I would have like an 8 to 10 inch hammer that I just try to sneak into every match I can.
Every match, they like pat you down.
They go, do you have it?
New way.
Do you promise?
He's not a good wrestler, but if he gets a good one with the hammer in there, it's over.
Okay, I do want to see a scene.
I have to sign a little sheet that says that I don't have the hammer on me. I left it at home.
I do want to see a scene. Ryan, you're almost like, what's his name? Jim Ross? Is that his name?
Yeah. Or Jerry Ross, the King?
Or Mean Gene. So you're basically like one of those announcers. And you're introducing two new wrestlers who are about to face off, which will be Dan and JPC. Dan and JPC, in turn, you will introduce your sort of character and gimmick to Ryan.
Gotcha.
Great.
All right, folks, here they come. It's the next two wrestlers. They are insane. They hate each other. And they are both steaming to get out here. Let's bring out the first guy, Normal Greg.
Wearing a shirt and jeans, got normal sneakers on, I'm Normal Greg.
Oh my god, he's walking at normal pace.
No rush, but can't be too slow, I'm Normal Greg. My girlfriend's name is Sarah. My mom's name is Patty.
Normal Greg gets into the ring. He stands on the second turnbuckle, notices that like one of his shirts, he like missed a button, did that thing where he skipped a button, so he has to like unbutton two buttons and then like rebutton up his shirt.
He's clearly off. It's driving him nuts. He's got to fix his shirt before the match. Oh, and here he comes. Here's the next guy. The Footlong Sub.
$5 foot long.
Oh, he's slithering down the ramp.
I'd rather be at Subway, the freshest restaurant you can get.
You don't think I'd rather be at Subway as well?
Ooh.
It's my lunch break.
Yeah.
And I'm going to break every bone in your body, Footlong.
Okay.
please don't.
Ooh. Folks, we gotta see, is this guy gonna eat the sandwich, or is this sandwich gonna eat this guy?
You think you're gonna try to get my eyes on shirt all dirty with your meatball sauce?
Yeah, you want me toasted or regular?
Sounded like you only said the first half of that sentence there.
By the time I'm done with you, it's not going to matter if you're toasted or regular, because you're going to be half on my shirt, half on my bed.
These guys both remind me of my life.
Sounds like this guy might want to fuck the sandwich.
Hold on. No, I just... No, no.
Why are you going to put him on your bed? Nobody eats in bed. You're not... That's not normal.
I think a lot of... Who here eats in their bed?
Silence. Oh, one guy.
Who is that?
No, I'm the smoke alarm. I'm the smoke alarm.
Bring the lights up. No, bring the lights up. Bring the lights up. That guy.
We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here. There's a smoke alarm. We have to be incredibly safe. I'm going to take my suit off. Everybody, this is no flat.
You misunderstood. Matter. It's me in the rafters, Mr. Smoke Alarm.
He's coming down from the rafters. The smoke alarm's coming down from the rafters.
Oh, my batteries fell out.
Okay, I'm humiliated because I broke character. I didn't know that this was going to be...
Five dollars.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
I'm humiliated.
Does anybody know the term when you quote-unquote break is like breaking kayfabe?
In wrestling?
Yes. Yeah.
Why? What is kayfabe? That. Is that like
Kevin
canonical
Federline's
fable
brother?
Or something? K-Fabulous? Is K-Fabe, does that stand for like canonical fabulous or something? But canonical starts with a C. I know
the sound of someone avoiding riddles when I hear it. And that's what this question
No,
is.
No. All right, we'll do another riddle here. The hospital had a firm rule that all televisions must be turned off by 10 p.m. each and every evening. On Saturday evening, March 27th, 2025, so this is a future riddle, 17 patients were sitting and watching television at 11:15 p.m. How is this possible? I'll read this one more time.
Okay.
The hospital had a firm rule that all televisions must be turned off by 10 p.m. each and every evening. On Saturday evening, March 27, 2025, 17 patients were sitting and watching television at 11:15 p.m. How is this possible?
Is this like a time zone thing? Is this like daylight savings time?
Good guess, but that is incorrect.
Is this leap year? The date matters, right? So it's like it's either leap year or a time zone or something. Like that.
I will
is
tell
the
you
Amy
outright.
Amy Adams movie, okay. Leap Year.
Yes. The what movie?
Amy Adams. She did a rom com called
They made
leap
an
year.
Exception because the Amy Adams movie was on.
Yeah.
the I almost said warden. What do you call a hospital?
Unfortunately, it is also a warden.
Oh, no.
they pulled double duty in that regard.
I will say outright that the date does not matter.
Does the 17 people watching it matter?
So hospitals like no TV after 10 p.m., hard and fast rule, very strict. But on that date, 17 patients were sitting and watching television at 11:15, which is an hour and 50 minutes after the designated turnoff time.
Yeah.
How is this possible?
If the date doesn't matter, why did I get into a big fight about ruining it?
did whoever disciplines them die or something?
That's a good guess, but that is not, unfortunately, not the answer here.
Did whoever's in charge just decide not to be such a fucking stickler and like let them finish whatever the fuck they're watching? Oh. Like it's 15 minutes. Who cares?
Wait, did you say the warden was Stifler?
I did.
Because that is incorrect.
I did say the warden was Stifler.
You watch TV, I fuck your moms.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's not... Is this a hospital on an airplane and they crossed over some sort of time zone in the airplane hospital?
No, time zones unfortunately do not come into play. And I
airplane
will say
hospital is for sure going to be a TV show by the end of this episode.
Is there a doctor on a plane? No. Well, then you got to go to the airplane hospital.
Is there a doctor on the plane? Always. Airplane hospital.
I'd watch that TV show. That seems like a Will Forte TV show.
No, I want it earnest. I want it Grey's Anatomy style. I don't
He's
want
dead, Aaron. I would love it
Ernest
if Ernest
goes to the hospital.
Can we get another goddamn doctor on the plane?
high drama.
I will say that this answer is pretty unique in terms of the answers we've had on this podcast. This was a surprising answer to me.
And you said it was on a specific day in a specific year, and that does not matter at all?
Does not matter. So hospital says TV must be turned off by 10 p.m. every day. On Saturday evening on that date, 17 patients at the hospital, at that same hospital, were sitting and watching television at 11:15 p.m. How is it possible? And I will say this answer is going to blow your brains wide open, but it's also pretty obvious.
What was the television just not on?
Television was on. So this wasn't a One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest situation.
They were all just sitting there watching an empty television that was like unplugged.
The nurse turned off the baseball game, and then Jack Nicholson just read it. Yeah. Just play-by-play calling.
Is there an amount of people watching relevant to the answer? 17?
No.
Okay, so why is any of the answers?
So many of these details just to throw us off.
Is it because it was no longer a hospital?
That's a good guess.
Wow, that's a really good guess.
That is incorrect.
That's a really good
guess. Were they in the lobby instead of their rooms?
I got to say, all these answers you're tossing out are technically correct and better than the real answer.
Okay.
The doctors were watching?
That's even better. But no,
they're watching a surgery or something?
The security is watching all the TVs in the security place.
That's a really good answer.
Truly, we have oversolved this question, but that is not what's written here.
The hospital's on lockdown because some sort of lynx or
goose.
Big cat has got into the hospital, and they're stuck in the TV room
all
watching
clear.
It.
Well, we can't say that in a hospital because that's what you say for defibrillators.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Fuck.
So
I'm just going to say this. I could be wrong. I'm going to say bang, bang, shrimp, cheesecake.
That is closer.
Am I closer?
So this answer is going to infuriate most of you, or if not all of you. Think of like Occam's razor. The simplest answer is usually the right answer.
Right.
Because they broke the rules.
Bingo, bango, hatata.
No.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, Adam.
The patients broke the rules. We've never had a riddle, I don't think, to my recollection, where the answer is just like, they just fucking did it.
I don't think that's a riddle.
No, it's not. It's for sure not.
I think it's like an equation that doesn't equal itself. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's almost like there's some joke or story or parable or something where it's like a man is on top of Mount Everest and he has the full gear. He has an oxygen tank. His skin is blue. His fingers are black because they're about to fall off. He climbed for 2 months. He finally made it to the summit. And as he's up there, there's a man and a woman with no gear. They're wearing shorts and flip-flops, no oxygen. They look totally healthy, and they're having a picnic. How is it possible? And the answer is just they didn't know they couldn't not do that. It's like the biggest fuck you in history of like, because they're ignorant to how difficult it is, they just did it? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. It's like, I hate things. That's like a Tony Robbins type thing where it's like, but really what am I learning here? That you can climb Mount Everest if you're dumb?
And Dan says that at the seminar, and he's sitting next to a guy who's like writing everything down. And he's like, this is going to change my life. Thank you, Tony.
I do want to see a scene. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was going to say, Dan one time went to a Tony Robbins seminar, and they actually started listening to Dan instead because his voice is more booming and cooler.
Man's taller and his voice is deeper.
And he's being even ruder to me.
If this guy's got a cold plunge pool, I'm all in.
Adel, can I see a scene?
Yeah, Aaron.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. I'd like to see a scene. Adel, Ryan, and Dan are all climbing Mount Everest. And you're all kind of like wishing that you weren't there, but no one wants to be the first one to say, like, can we turn back?
quick break.
Of course.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
God, the view up here is incredible, isn't it?
Yeah, the air is it's really thin up here, but the view is,
I just immediately feel like, man, I get it.
Yeah.
You know, I got it. I get it.
Yeah, I feel like the view from here and the view from the summit have to be pretty identical.
I'm up high, you know?
Yeah. Did we get a picture from up here? Should we get a little photo for everybody?
Let's take a selfie.
I'll put my finger up to my temples and blink my eyes, and that's a fun little uncle move that suggested that I took a mental picture, and that should suffice.
I'm just going to take a selfie here and whoa. Oh, dudes.
Oh, you banged your knees so hard into the side of the mountain.
I know.
Do you need help down? Do you need help down? It feels like
down. We should all help him down.
No, Phillip, no, let's get you down. I can keep going unless you guys want to go back.
I don't want to go. I dropped my phone. Let me get it out of the case. And I dropped my phone.
Oh shoot! I'm seeing it go all the way down the hill. Maybe we can save it.
The hill. You have so much confidence in tackling this. We should keep going then. If this is a hill to you, we should keep going, Phillip.
Shoot, you're right. Shoot.
Here's what I think. We've all come here to overcome some sort of thing, life trauma, whatever.
And let's go through each person's thing.
Okay.
Mine is that unwittingly, I matched with my cousin on Bumble and we did kiss.
Was the date unwitting?
Huh?
Was the date unwitting or just the match?
The match. I didn't. She looked different.
But then when you were on the date, you realized it was a cousin, but you still kiss?
Yeah, well, we found out we were cousins, and then just to kind of close out the night, I was like, well, we should still kiss. So.
Well, you have to be polite. You have to be polite.
Yeah. On the date.
I want to be done with climbing. Sorry, with climbing slowly. Let's go fast.
Okay.
I feel like I have kind of overcome my demons here. I feel like maybe I'll set up here, and if you guys need a base camp, it might be nice for me to have it set up here, which is almost scarier because I'll be alone right here. You know what I mean? It's almost scarier.
That is scary.
Oh, yeah. Instead of being alone, Phillip, we should stay with him. We should all be base camp.
Yes. Also, my thing is heights, and so I feel like we are pretty high.
Oh, yeah.
My thing's heights, too. I also have heights.
I'm good.
What
about this? Just go back and we Photoshop us at the top.
I mean, I would not be mad at that because I just realized I'm wearing ankle socks. Of all the times to pack ankle socks.
Oh my God. And you're wearing high boots.
Yeah. So I'm not feeling great. I'd be up for Photoshop. I think that's fun.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And you know what I just realized? I left my wife and family and didn't tell them we would be doing this.
We got to go back.
Oh, we got to go back for Corey's family.
Which might be my subconscious trauma. I thought my trauma was my car died, but I think there's a thing with my family I'm not dealing with.
Well, did you get over the car thing?
Yeah, did you get over do you want to talk about it? What kind of car?
It was the Toyota Tacoma.
Oh.
Hey, mommy, that man is back. The man from the picture is back, mommy.
Lock the door.
Mommy, he looks like he's cold outside.
No, it just lock the door.
But he's from the picture, mommy, the picture on the fridge.
Corey, I wish you would have told us that your family lives on the top of Mount Everest.
Yeah, dude, they can let us in or what?
You really fucked our plan to just Photoshop.
I feel like you're not allowed to say your wife is crazy, but I went along with a pretty crazy idea here.
Insane.
I feel like you're not allowed to.
We relocated to the top of Mount Everest, but I don't want to get canceled.
Have you guys ever overcome anything? Because I have like no interest, you know, where someone's like, you know what, I gotta go cross country by myself and just be alone, or I gotta climb a mountain, or I gotta do a marathon. I've never done any of those things. Have any of you all?
Or it's not like something to overcome something, like not like a trip to like, oh, I have to like go here to clear my mind. But I used to do, I've been sober now for almost 9 years, but I used to do a lot of psychedelics. And it was like every 2 months, like clockwork, I would be like, I got to do mushrooms and just figure out like where I'm at. Like just like get a better sense of where I'm at and where I'm going. And I got to say, that really did help me when I was like younger. Like that was very, it was a very like clear experience for me.
Mm.
That's awesome.
Ryan and I were just on a separate podcast talking about that. And because I just watched Fantastic Fungi, that Netflix movie about mushrooms.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Oh, I don't want you to relapse, so maybe don't watch it. It's all about how you should do that.
There's a new one called like Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I thought it was a longer title of like open up your mind or something. It's like a brand new one about how psychedelics actually help you.
How to change your mind?
How to change your mind. That's it. Thank you. Is that the same thing or that's two different
things? No.
That's based on like a Michael Pollan book, I think.
Gotcha.
I, by the way, am a big fan of psychedelics and a big a proponent of doing psychedelics. I don't need to do that anymore, but I do not regret for a second my experience with psychedelics.
I've had mushrooms 7 or 8 times, and the first 6 or 7 times were unbelievably wonderful. And then that last time, I thought I was dying, and I it was real bad. I ended up in a bathtub, almost calling my mom every 5 minutes to tell her goodbye. It was real bad.
It's all fun and games until you're looking at yourself in the mirror. Don't do that. That's my number one hot tip is you don't do that. Because you'll start melting into your mom's face and then your dad's face.
Oh, I love that.
And
is that
then you'll see your blood. Yeah, I lost it.
You saw your blood?
Yeah. When you go, I was like, oh my God, there's just so much blood in my body. And then I was like, I am the most beautiful woman in the world. And then I blanked and I was like, I am a monster.
Wow,
so don't do that.
Yeah. I did mushrooms with a guy one time, and we had just done them. We had just ingested the mushrooms, and I was like, this is going to be fun, man. I'm looking forward to this. And he's like, yeah, I really need this because I'm going through like a terrible breakup right now. And I was like, man, you have made the biggest mistake of your fucking life. I was like, you are going to have one of the worst times. And I knew as soon as he said he was like in a really bad place, I was like, this is a really bad idea.
Yeah, and the biggest mistake of my life now because I'm fucking stuck with you, dude.
Ruining my high.
How about you guys? Are you like, I have to run a marathon to prove something to myself kind of people?
I don't think so.
It would be nice to overcome something at some point, but yeah.
I think I've like probably read too many self-help books thinking that I was like doing a good job at therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so maybe like that is a mountain I've tried to climb or something and have since kind of slowed down or stopped on that. But yeah.
Dan, when you say it'd be nice to overcome something, what's an example of what that would be?
Like give yourself malaria and then...
Yeah, like,
yeah, you know, any of the
which don't do that because it's forever.
too late.
No,
yeah, like something that's like I would never. I love like traveling. I love like going to Europe or whatever with friends. I would never do that alone. Our friend Gilly just did that, and she like posted a bunch of videos of her like going on hikes with strangers, you know, and she went on like a guided tour with a bunch of people. That was like a few days long and I would never do that, but I think it would be like anything that's kind of uncomfortable, a nice learning experience as well, but I really prefer comfort.
Mm. Sure.
Oh, I think you go to Italy alone and just meet Italians, you'd have a frickin' blast.
Yeah,
but I'd spend so much of that time, I bet, texting my friends. Like when I go on like a little retreat, I spend my whole time on my phone like hitting people up.
I used to be that way when I was like 20, 21. I was very much like I wanted to prove stuff to myself. Like I did a lot of solo traveling. I did a lot of like skydiving and bungee jumping and like stuff that I was scared of. But it didn't work really. You're like, it's like sort of nice that you're like, oh yeah, I'm brave. But then I just don't think it proves as much to yourself as like being consistent over time.
Right.
Well said.
Totally. Like doing one crazy thing does not make a new personality.
Yeah.
No, it just proves that I'm crazy.
I just spent $1,800 to realize. I do really enjoy something I would recommend. I'm sure you guys have done this. I feel like just small road trips by yourself is very fun. Mm-hmm. Like if you go somewhere that's like 2.5 hours away to some small town or something, just windows down, Blair music or podcast or something. I feel like that always helps me scratch that itch. But I do prefer to have a companion while traveling, even if it's just one other person, to have like a shared experience of like, I can anytime call them up and talk about it or be like, remember this or share photos or something. Right. Because when you share, if you go solo and then share with other people, they don't have that investment in it. They'll be like, oh, neat, or like, very cool. But they don't have you want that feeling of like, we did this together. I have a bond with someone. This is a strengthened moment. So
That shared memory is nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Adult. When you said, I'm sure you guys have done this, what I thought you were going to say was go to like Krispy Kreme or someplace that makes the donuts really hot and fresh, get a half dozen donuts glazed. As soon as they're hot and fresh, push them all down into one big donut ball and eat that whole thing. And I was like, in my mind, I was like,
shagging it.
That would be so cool to do. I would love to do that.
You thought that was exactly what he was going to say? You're like, oh,
I thought he was
going to
say something. When he said, I'm sure you guys have all done this, I thought he was going to say something equally as crazy as that.
Yeah. We've all probably done this. Get yourself a belt. Go into your closet. Do you guys familiar with David Carradine?
Oh, yeah.
I'm familiar with almost like, I would say 95% of his story. I do not know how the last part of it ends. But yeah, I'm a huge Carradine fan.
Well, let's do we have time for one more? Let's do voicemails, actually. Let's go into our voicemails.
Wait for the beep. Hey, riddle, riddle. I want to get the calls on the voicemail. And I'll hit play. And I'll hit play.
Casey, do you have a voicemail pulled up for us, please?
Hi, Adel. Hi, Aaron. Hi, JPC. Let's call and say hi. Love the show. I'm a patron. I've listened to it since I graduated high school in 2019, and I try to recommend the podcast any chance I get, but it gets harder and harder to explain the premise of each passing day. My go-to right now is it's like the play No Exit, but Hell is Riddles instead of Other People. Took a break for a while around Thanksgiving because I listened to an episode after I'd eaten an edible, and I started crying because I thought y'all were fighting. And I'm back in. I'm looking forward to season two. Come say hi if you're ever in Austin. Love y'all. Thanks.
Thank you, a character from Varsity Blues. that was incredible.
No.
What a phenomenal message. I love that person's voice. Was so
they said that they,
charming.
They took an edible at Thanksgiving and were listening to our podcast and started crying because they thought we were fighting.
No, you misheard, JPC.
Oh.
He said he took an edible. Fuck it. I just forget it.
Dude, do you even know how to listen, Adel?
No, fuck
that's
you.
Exactly
what did I miss here?
I am actively
what did
listening.
I miss here?
Fuck you.
You're actively listening?
Does anybody else feel like a piece of shit? Because that's all I see.
That's all I see.
A bunch of number twos.
Yeah.
Well, that's the cutest, saddest thing ever. It's like my podcast hosts are fighting. Yeah. I can't handle this.
I wonder
more
if it was an episode where we were fighting.
Maybe.
Do you guys ever fight real? You guys seem like you're good at play fighting, which makes me think you don't actually fight.
We're pretty...
No.
We're very good at passive aggressiveness.
We were mad at Adel once. It was a Halloween episode in 2018.
Oh, yeah.
We got actually mad at him and we kept it in the episode.
So yeah. I decided to end the Halloween episode, and it's become a tradition that I'm sure everyone hates, but I read a riddle at the very end and I said, I'll give you the answer next year on Halloween. And... I think you both stopped the show and you're like, we got to give the answer. And I was like, no, it'll be a fun little tradition. Cause it was like a Laffy Taffy joke. It was like, what's a Dracula's favorite drink? Bloody Mary. You know, it was like that level of awful. So I was like, it's just a kid's joke. We'll
you
wait
are
till
rewriting
next year.
History, yeah. Sir. This is what happens when we met, like, let men tell stories. Cause that is not what happened.
What
it
happened?
Is recorded. So what happened was JPC interrupted you. And then you said, well, then I'm just not going to read the riddle to next year. And then I went, I didn't interrupt you though, Adel. I didn't do it. And then you went, everyone's getting punished. And so I didn't do anything. You should have made JPC leave. I'm still mad about that. That was 4 years ago.
I apologize.
I do think that was also back when we were like, oh, people really care that we say the riddle answers to the riddles. And I think on an episode like 3 months ago, we just forgot to say the answer to a riddle. We did like a scene and we forgot to say an answer. And a bunch of people were like, hey, you guys didn't answer that riddle. We were like, I don't know. Fuck it. It doesn't matter. Like, who cares?
Casey, can we hear one more voicemail?
Hey, riddle. Looking for some advice. Don't know if this phone's going to be an advice call, but I figured what the hell. I'm a fellow who just got laid off from a corporate job I didn't love so much, and I'm trying to make the next step a little bit more worth happening. Wonder if y'all got any kind of riddle-based advice or not. All right. Love the show. Have a good one.
All our listeners have the best like TV show accents. Like
I was
cadence.
Say that.
Yeah.
Very
yeah,
good
definitely
very
two different characters there.
Yeah.
It's like every voicemail is like, hey y'all, I'm just at Cracker Barrel. playing the peg game.
I do think that if you're looking for your next move, like I don't know, maybe like a cartoon dog, like just like 100%. voicing
voice
a cartoon
acting.
Dog, like a big sandwich.
100%.
Yeah.
Look up just Google voice acting.
Have you tried working at the Cheesecake Factory? It sounds like it's really easy.
And if you're not ready for that, what I would say is go travel by yourself. Take 2 weeks and just travel by yourself.
Discover yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You can always leave us a voicemail at 1-805-RIDDLE-1 Empire today.
Empire.
So you can leave us a voicemail. You can also send us any sort of packages or letters or whatever you want to send us in the mail. You can send that to Hey Riddle Riddle at 6351 West Montrose Avenue, number 267. That's Chicago, Illinois, 60634. And I do want to thank, we did just have a meeting recently at my house where we opened up some of the packages. Thank you to Matthew W. for sending us a really fun board game. Corey W. for the stickers and a nice letter. Madeline from Portland sent us a very cool tiki mug. JD for the riddle book, and Lena for the wonderful hand-typed note. So thank you all for the mail.
How cool. Wow. Now, do you guys have like a registry?
Would love that. Yes,
and we have a honey fund.
Yeah.
Still waiting for that gift of $1,000 cash. So I'm just saying, they were saying it before the episode started. I just wanted to plug for them. Sort of what they're actually looking for.
Our registry is crateandbarrel.com/heyriddleriddle. If you want to buy us a big brass stove, there's still time.
If you could buy us a Smeg refrigerator, that
we're all
going to
split
so
it.
Nice.
Yeah. We're all going to take a different part of the Smeg. Right?
I was thinking of buying the podcast a nice ironing board.
I mean,
that's a little passive aggressive because you're telling us that our clothes are all wrinkly.
Yeah.
next week, treat our mailbox as if we are all getting married to each other. So that's the level of thought that should go into it. Well, I think we've come to a close. Dan and Ryan, thank you so much for being on. You're absolutely two of our favorite people on earth, let alone guests on this podcast. So thank you for doing this. Ryan, do you have anything to plug?
Just the Man Dog Pod that I do here with Dan. You know, you can find me personally online all over the place at Chosenberg. And then I guess Big Grande website. We got some new stuff coming out there, hopefully soonish. So check out all of the stuff.
I got to say maybe my favorite podcast is specifically when you guys do the big check-in episodes. Those are my favorites.
Yeah. Love that.
Oh, thank you.
It's always
we just
nice
did one
to
today.
Love and I love how you play the theme for the big show when you do your big check-ins as well.
Yes! The big check-in.
Yes, everyone That's knew good. It.
Dan, anything you'd like to plug?
Well, if you subscribe to the WWE Network, you can check out Camp WWE, where I voice the big show as a young counselor or a young camper in a camp of young wrestlers. That I don't know if it exists, but if it's still out there, that's where you can get it. And everything Ryan said, and then at Dan Lippert Cool is my social media.
And that's Ain't It Cool News?
Yeah, it's I'm a big fan of Moriarty.
His review for Morbius was dead on.
Oh my god.
Moriarty's Morbius. Man, I used to read Ain't It Cool all the time.
Every day of my life, I used to read it, and then I just got tired of it.
I thought it was so important for a while.
Yeah.
You know, I had to know it.
It felt like a little secret of, like, these people really get it, and then I was like, this is exhausting. Ryan, do you have anything to plug?
Well, I was just going to add that Live on Set is sort of our newest Big Grande project that was a really fun improvised special that Dan put together and we all improvised in, where we do improv, and the suggestion is just the costumes and the set that we're on, and none of us knew any of the details before, and we do like a live improv show, and it was a lot of fun. So check that out on our website.
I don't know if this helps, but my dad loved it. I sent it to him knowing he would love it, and he thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever seen. So
it definitely helps me. That feels great.
Aaron, anything you want to plug?
Just listen to Man Dog Pod. It's been especially funny lately. I was on my walk listening to the recent Lauren Lapkus episode, and I had to stop walking to laugh. So check it out.
Oh, thank you.
JPC, anything to plug?
It's actually a pretty serious condition. Aaron can't laugh and walk, or she will explode.
Yeah,
so,
I'll explode. Yeah.
Let's not make light of it,
it's
everybody.
It's a confetti, so it's at least a little whimsical, but it's still a problem.
I'll see my plug star to read a 5-star review. If you want to get your 5-star review featured on the show, just leave it, and then you could get it picked. Yeah. This one is from I'm Trapped in This Review. It says, JPC, please help me. I thought I would answer the call for a fun and funny 5-star review for JPC to read at the end of the show, but suddenly my screen started flashing and I found myself trapped inside this review. There seems to be nothing to help me keep track of the passing days, no sun to warm my frigid heart. I've worked tirelessly to etch this very message to the stark plane of existence in which I am bound. The only thing keeping me alive is the hope that these scribblings of a madman will one day reach the podcast and release me into the void. 5 stars, incredible podcast. Thank you so much for leaving it.
Great.
Addle, anything that you would like to plug?
Yes, thank you so much. I have a few things. The other night I watched, I must have been in the perfect mood for it. I watched Last Night in Soho, the movie, the Edgar Wright movie. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, it hit me so hard and I was swooning over this movie. I thought it was just fantastic. I might rewatch it and feel I was way off, but I really enjoyed it in the moment, so I recommend that. Also, I had some friends over the other night, and we played Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time.
Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time.
It's a, it's on Switch, but I don't know what else it is on. It's some of the most fun I've ever had playing a game. It's kind of like that old iPhone game Space Team, where you kind of have to work in unison to kind of defeat what's coming at you. It's just fantastic. Highly recommend that. And then the last thing I'll say, and then I'll shut up, is I really like Ryan's idea of making the most out of this give me something, make it real, or else forget about it. So use hashtag forget about it and send us your best Santana riffs. It could be give me your butt, make it wet, or else forget about it. It could be
ew, what? Have it not be that.
Aaron, do you have
yeah,
one?
Yeah, we've already used that one.
That one's already taken.
We've already used that one, so we don't want to get that one a bunch of times, basically.
Use hashtag forget about it, and we'd love to read some of these Carlos Santana riffs you have.
And of course, if you'd like to riff in a more stereotypically East Coast Italian, it would be forget about it. Give me your god, make a ghoul, or else forget about it.
We'll be searching both hashtags, so use the one that speaks to you.
Give me your prosciutto, god, make it ghoul,
or else forget about it. I mean,
that
this
is very good. The new best I actually think game. That we got the best one, so don't ignore Adel. We're not doing that anymore.
Can the episode title? Can the episode title be "Give me some god, make a ghoul"?
Aaron, one thing we should not forget about is a little marble in the night sky called
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Refai. Starring Aaron Keaton and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.
Casey, do you know how long we've been going?
35 just minutes. Good.
About 35? Perfect. 35
I have minutes. A hard out in 40 seconds.
Well, goodbye.
I told you 6:15, right?
Hey there, Would Yous and Rathers. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We're playing Would You Rather. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.